How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Now,
we're talking...
Hello, we're talking about...
You could seem less annoyed from the beginning of the podcast. What's wrong with
you
today?
Oh, did that sound annoyed?
Yeah, you sounded a little bit ugh.
Oh, I didn't mean to sound like that. I don't know what I was feeling. That's the trouble, I often don't know what I'm feeling or thinking. Do you ever find that?
Yeah, I often do.
And people go, how are you? I go, well,
I'm not sure. Fine.
So we thought we'd talk this time about selfies, short for selfish.
Yep.
And
that is kind of true, yeah.
It is. Sorry, I'm just going off mic because I put my book down. I think they are quite selfish. They are part of our self-centered culture that we live in.
Yeah, it is very self-centered. It's really, I find the selfie thing, have you taken a selfie ever?
Of course, loads of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
What would you use them for?
Just to prove that I've been there.
Okay, so like a selfie with something in the background.
Yeah, or if there's something I want to commemorate or like some state or some look.
Right.
I might take a selfie myself.
Yeah, like if you had like a nice bow tie on or something.
For example, if I had a nice bow tie on, I might take a picture of myself, as I believe you did yesterday.
I did. I went to a wedding yesterday, wore a bow tie,
didn't she?
For the first time ever, learned how to tie it from a YouTube video.
Oh, I didn't realise this was part of it. Oh, this is very impressive.
That I learned to tie a bow tie?
Yeah.
They're quite tricky, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it since childhood. But A lot of people do have trouble, and you didn't. Where did you get it from? It was a lovely pink, a lovely cerise.
Yeah, it was very hot pink. I bought it online.
Great answer. Like ASOS or ASOS?
No, well, I looked on ASOS.
Oh, no good.
But couldn't find one in the right colour. So I've got a suit, you see, and I wanted it to match the inside.
Oh, that's a lovely detail.
The inside pink lining of
the suit.
That must
have been lovely when you just reached in to get your wallet. People go, oh, she's combinated everything.
So navy suit, hot pink inside, hot pink bow tie.
Lovely.
And so I ended up buying it on Amazon, of all places, because that was the only
place. Amazon. Yeah, well, they do great bow ties.
So obviously I received it and then thought, oh, God, I've got no idea how to bloody tie this thing. Then I had to watch these YouTube tutorials of like American teenagers going, okay, this is how you tie the perfect bow tie.
Oh, that's good. Like, but I always find I tie my own bow ties, as I mentioned, and I often find that they don't stay still. That's my trouble with bow ties.
Yeah, mine was on an angle a little bit.
Yes, mine keeps going on an angle. But I think actually the rougher tied bow tie actually is good because it lets people know, oh, I did this myself.
He's tied himself, yeah.
Because a lot of places
someone said to me, oh, is it a clip-on? I said, absolutely
How
not.
How dare you?
Think I am? The person that has matched the inside of their suit with their bow tie is tying themselves, I think it's fair to say.
I think
they're not a clip-on kind of person.
Is going to go to that sort of trouble. I do think that person will go.
I think that person's going to be a big deal.
Some kind of big deal.
Yeah.
I love saying someone's a big deal. Like, guys, I'm
a bit of a big deal. Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
It's really funny. He's a big deal.
Everyone, we're all big deals.
She's a big deal now. Yeah, it is the ultimate thing to be.
Oh, everyone knows that.
It's a pretty big deal. This is a big deal. So yeah.
So I did take a picture of myself in my bow tie, but just to, sort of to prove to
the world.
Well, yeah. Did I send you a text of it, or I showed you it when I got here today? I sent someone.
Yes, you didn't send me a text of it.
Someone.
You left me a voicemail in it.
My friend Max, you see, put a bow tie on me, tied it for me a little while ago at a party. I was wearing a shirt.
A party that must have been.
Yeah.
You wearing a shirt.
He had a bow tie on. Oh. And he said, oh, do your button up to the top. Try this on. And so he did the bow tie up on me.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, my God, I think we found your new look.
Who's this friend?
My friend Max. Who I went to.
Max?
Yeah. I don't know if you've met Max.
No, I haven't.
I mean, you were so smashed at my party. That'd be why.
Tell everybody that.
I mean, I was so smashed. I don't know.
I was going to say, hang on a second.
Everybody there.
What was Max at your party?
Yes. We went to drama school together. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's a very nice fella. But
He put my bow tie on me. He put his bow tie on me. And then I thought, you know what? This might be my new look.
Who was wearing a bow tie at your party? Except for me, I thought I was the only one.
Oh, this is at a different party.
Oh.
Tom, I think the thing that we've learned is that I go to quite a lot of parties.
You're kind of a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal
That's
in the party.
That's what we've learned. That is in the party world.
In the party world, kind of a big deal.
What did you wear to your birthday?
I wore a jumpsuit from Reese.
No, yeah, and I love that. I love jumpsuits.
It was very Dallas, I thought.
Very Dallas.
It was quite shouldery, wasn't it?
Yeah, very Dallas, very Joan Collins, yeah.
Yeah, and it was quite dipped with the old on the old boob front.
Well, you see, I never look.
Of course, but why would you? And also, I mean, why would you with me? Because there's not much to look at, really.
No, that's not why I don't look. That's not... It's just that I don't...
Look at any boobs.
I don't even see boobs. I don't perceive boobs.
You don't really see women, do you? That's the trouble
with
gay
men.
I don't see women.
Just nothing... Just
nothing there.
Nothing.
What, when you're looking at me now, can you just see a jumper and a pair of jeans? No face?
Yeah. That's exactly it.
No face at all.
No face at all. Nothing.
We all look the same to you, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't differentiate. Offensive. Yeah, I don't.
I'm seeing one of the girls tonight. That's what you'll say. I think I'm seeing one of the girls.
I'm not registering anything here, so I guess it's a girl. That's what I frequently say.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's so great to spend time with you.
I jest, of course. But it was a lovely jumpsuit.
Thanks, love.
One of my favourite outfits on you.
Oh, thanks so much. Got plaits, you see, as well.
You did.
Had my hair plaited.
Where did you go somewhere for that?
I went to the plaiting braid booth. Bar.
Yes, in Selfridges.
The plaiting booth.
Was it in Selfridges?
It was in Selfridges.
Ooh. Has anyone ever bought a fridge from Selfridges?
I don't think they do sell them. Oh. What's up? Second language English. I don't think they do sell them.
That's a good joke. What, second language English? I've never heard anybody say that.
Oh, it's why I always stumble over my words and then I point at myself and say second language English.
It's like when people have a lot of chips on their plate and people go, oh, do you want some chips with that?
Exactly.
Hilarious.
Oh, so Tony, the girlfriend, fiance, were out at the weekend and we were clubbing and dancing.
Does it never stop?
It never stops. And every time a song came on that Tony would refer to as a banger.
Oh.
You know, a good song, a banger. Mm. She would shout, can I get some mash on the side?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, we were hysterical.
Yeah.
Because everyone around us was like, why is this random girl shouting at the top of her lungs, let's get some mash on the side?
It doesn't.
there's a couple of, you have to get through a couple of jumps to get there, isn't it? It's not an obvious one,
but I think, you know, maybe if you were some sort of dance DJ, you could shout it in the microphone. Maybe.
Yeah,
people
true.
Would like it.
Another thing that
mash night,
yeah, yes. Another thing that Tony says that really makes me laugh, one of her little quirky things that she says, you know those people that sort of go on marches for everything.
Yeah, cool.
And do you mean, hey, there's good marches to go on and there's marches that maybe don't need to happen. She the other day, she said that people were protesting about something and she wasn't interested. And I said, what were they protesting for? And she said, land rights for gay whales. Which is really funny. So that's a great thing to do. Like, you know, if someone's at a party or something and they're being a bit of a dirge. And what are they going on about? Land rights for gay whales. It's a good one, isn't it?
That is a good one. Saying bangers also reminds me of the charming show with Mr. Gok Wan, where he used to turn up in like a Blue Water or a shopping centre and then like make some woman take her clothes off and cry.
Yeah.
Get your bangers out.
Oh, is he call them boobs? So you call them bangers?
He calls them bangers, yeah.
See, that's a sign of someone that's never seen a pair.
Yes, I suppose probably. Although I think he did see... What was it? What was the sort of theme of the show? It was like somebody who didn't have much body confidence and they had like a massive picture of their boobs on
there. I never understood that show. So was it how to look good naked?
It was like how to look good naked.
I mean, who is going, do you know what? If one person could tell me to look good naked, could it be a gay man?
A gay fashion designer.
Well, he's got his own range of Specsavers. Like
and Debenhams, I believe.
I really like Gokwan. Right? I really like Debenhams? Him, but I...
You never came into a Debenhams. Yeah, the last time I went into a Debenhams, they had masking tape holding the floor together. I thought, I'm never coming back. I do not go to a department store for that. I come for glamour.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You go for Clinique.
I go for Clinique. Actually, I don't go for Clinique. People say it's very astringent, but maybe it's okay.
It's not good for my skin, but then again, I've got eczema.
Well, I use the Nivea, but, you know, I have very greasy skin. Also, I started using soap on my face. Looked in the mirror the other day. Oh, I look haggard.
I didn't recognise you today. I mean, I recognise gay men more than you recognise lesbians. But again, I was like, is that an old hag or is that Tom? Is that old witch about to give me an apple? Am I going to go for a sleep? Or... Oh, no, it's Tom.
Oh, no, it's Tom. He's been using soap on his face. I tell you, it's a nightmare. But I still keep...
No, go on.
No, it's...
My dad has only ever used fairy liquid on his face.
What?
Yeah.
Fairy liquid?
I mean, that is, if you're wondering what? How working class my family are. What? And still uses it now, and he'll say things like, never had a blemish.
Never had a blemish. Has he got good skin, your dad?
No, dreadful. He's got quite a red complexion. He always.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's skin reacting.
Yeah.
Why is there fairy liquid like in the bathroom then? Or does he always wash his face at the sink?
He sometimes washes it at the sink. Mum goes mad. She goes, Roll, I'm trying to cook. Go and wash your hands somewhere else. He's got a workman's job, you see, so he comes with very dirty hands. Yes. Then he'll use the tea towel.
Get
dirt on the tea towel. Oh, before you know this, there's a row.
There'll be a row. Oh, what have you knocked over there?
It's just my book, love. Just my book.
Just the book. So you'll just like rub a bit of fairy liquid on his face?
Yeah.
Moisturise?
I bought him some actually for Christmas. He said it was nice.
So he does use a moisturiser?
I think occasionally.
Occasional moisturiser?
Yeah, he loves a bit of baby lotion. Pop a bit of that on.
Oh, what does that... That's a cream, isn't it?
Yeah. For babies. It's lotion for babies.
What am I thinking of? It's not an oil.
No.
No, what am I thinking? Bio oil I'm thinking of. It's different.
Or like baby oil.
Is there baby oil?
That feels like a thing. Yeah, people put it on to tan, don't they? It's very bad for you. Don't do that.
What? They put it on their babies to tan their babies?
To tan their babies.
The baby's looking a bit pale. Let's get some tanning oil. Let's get... Oh, much better. Much prefer it. So the structure rule is going really well. We've been told we have to give more structure to this podcast. And so far...
You need to stop highlighting it.
Well, I just want people to know that we're trying. So far, it's not reaped any rewards. It's not... We haven't stuck to it.
No one's saying, God, guys, have you started using structure on the show? Because...
Well, I don't think anybody, as discussed earlier, anybody's ever switched off a podcast and gone, oh, I just loved the structure.
I think you're absolutely right.
No one likes structure, do they? Oh, my God, great structure.
Great structure.
Architects, they like
it. Architects, yeah, love it. And engineers, I bet.
I bet they love a bit of structure. That's what I was going to say about selfies. I've realised somebody took a picture of me last week at a gig I was doing. He's a photographer. His name's Andy Hollingworth. Very nice man.
Oh, very good photographer.
And very good photographer. And he put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And put a very nice comment with it. And I found myself... clicking the button where you go share to timeline, which puts it on your feed so all your friends see it. I afterwards I thought, what have I become?
Like, that you want people to like a picture of you.
Yeah. By the way, not that many people did. But
clang
and awkward.
Clawkward.
And I thought, well, you know, I wouldn't do that in real life. I wouldn't go round like a group of people and be like, look at this picture that's been taken of me. Don't I look lovely?
No, that's quite... but I think it's something that we all do.
Yeah, but I felt like I deserved the ambivalence I got from Facebook.
Yeah, that's awkward, isn't it? No. I particularly dislike the braggy posts.
Yes, well, this came with a braggy post from... Because it was like...
But he wrote the braggy post. It wasn't
I didn't write. Oh, yeah. What sort of braggy post don't you like?
Oh, I don't like... there's so many that I don't like. Like, oh, something very exciting happened today. I can't talk about it yet.
Oh, all of that.
Or got a big meeting today. Gulp.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Gulping.
Absolutely not. You just want people to know that you're busy.
Yes.
And, you know, I always read it when I'm like, I don't know, voting for land rights for gay Wales when I'm literally doing absolutely fuck all.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be
at
home.
That's really, really hurt, isn't it?
Just I think, oh, what have you managed today? Well, I've got through half a packet of ginger biscuits.
Oh, I love ginger biscuits. Do you go for a ginger thin or a ginger nut?
Ginger nut, normally.
A bit hard on the teeth, aren't they?
They are, but I always dip them in tea.
Do you know? Yeah. Ooh, I don't like tea.
No, you don't. You drink black coffee, don't you?
Black coffee, that's all I'll have. But people often find that surprising about me. They sort of assume I'd be a tea drinker. Do not drink it. Do not like it.
Well, there you go, Tom. Don't change yourself.
I think it's one of those things I've just always chosen to put myself on the outside.
And such an outsider.
I'm such an outsider, you know?
You shared it, not that many people liked it. It was because it was a nice picture of you. You wanted people to be like, oh, look, I look nice today.
Kind of. I thought it didn't really look like me, actually. I think that's why I shared it. And it was like, it showed up like how I don't have any shoulders. Like I'm like a ball with a head on it. I don't have any shoulders.
I mean, that's such a lie.
Well, rounded shoulders, I would say I have. That's what I would say.
But you're quite... your shoulders are quite petite, but then you're not. You're quite petite in every way. Like, you've got little hips.
Lithe. Little hips? Is that what they call me?
That's what they call you when you're not around, yeah. Oh, here she comes, little hips.
Some little hips, Alan.
Oh, I see your hips don't lie.
They don't lie.
They don't.
To be honest, they don't tell the truth either. They just sort of hold my legs in place, I think, don't they?
Handy.
Which is that what hips do?
Yeah, let's say that.
I suppose I have got quite narrow hips.
You mean you're quite lithe? Is that the word?
I think that's the word. Lithe, or am I thinking of lathe, which is, isn't that where you like, isn't that where you make like a chair leg? On a lathe.
Oh, Tom, I've got no idea. Do you mean you couldn't be more off topic if you tried?
I mean, spinning off topic, you might say. Lathe. So, my hips.
But
narrow hips. I suppose I'm about a 29 waist. Is that the same as hips?
Waist and hips are two different things.
Which is which?
Waist is higher, just under your ribs. But you wouldn't wear something on your waist. It's very feminine.
Oh,
well actually, you might. See, the thing is as well with photos.
Oh, God, yes.
Is that, so, you know, now I feel like everyone's constantly photographed. Like, oh, we're at this thing. Oh, we're doing
a
thing.
Yeah,
like,
what are you trying to prove?
What are you trying to prove? Well, again, kind of braggy, similar to the Facebook post. They can be braggy. Like, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, like, this really great thing happened to me.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
But the, like, once upon a time, like, you know, you'd buy, well, at my birthday a couple of weeks ago, at the 30th, clang.
Oh.
I bought some disposable cameras.
Yes, you did.
And I was
and we disposed
pictures,
of them. We threw them in the bin. We didn't know.
And I sort of put them about the place for people to take photos if they wanted to, you know, like we're at a wedding.
Like a wedding. It like was very much like a wedding. I found one on the bar.
Did you take a picture with it?
No.
Oh, Tom.
We got Andy Hollingworth to do that.
Oh, yeah. Professional photographer. You know what Tom's like. I'll share it.
well, I can't do with these ones, can I?
No, that's the thing. But so I've dropped them off at the Snappy Snaps.
Oh, are Snappy Snaps still going?
I don't know how they're making money.
How, they do a bit of hard sell. They're like, would you like it on a jigsaw?
Yeah.
That's what they'll do. And like, would you like it on a pillow?
So now I'm going to end up with loads of jigsaws.
Yeah, you're going to have about 30 jigsaws for each camera.
So we bought four of them. So there's 120 photos being developed.
How much was that? I bet that was about £2,000.
I don't know. I haven't paid you. I didn't ask. Oh, God. Look who I've become. Don't even look at the price.
I just pay it.
Mum always says if there's no price tag on it, you probably can't afford it.
That's what I always say too.
Yeah. Well, you and my mum. So many things in common.
Yet another thing I have in common with your mum.
Both wear things on your waist.
Both wear things on a waist. I think your mum would suit this. I just got a compliment on the jumper I'm wearing today.
It's a very nice colour.
It's a V-neck. Purple.
Plum.
Thank you. Plum.
Definitely plum.
Very much like Professor Plum in Cluedo.
Yes.
But a lady here at Audio Boom, when we do this recording, just said, oh, that colour really suits you. But nobody's complimented me like that for years.
For
if
years.
At all.
Ever. No one's ever complimented Tom before.
No one's ever complimented me.
Tom, I'm so sorry. Is that why you keep sharing photos?
That's why I keep sharing photographs. That's not true. People do compliment me almost constantly.
Daily.
Yeah. It's exhausting. But it was a nice feeling. Sorry, what were you just saying? Oh, the cameras from your birthday.
But just that's the thing, isn't it? Like, once upon a time, we would have the cameras and you'd be like, oh, well, like, you know, I'm actually going to take a camera out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, someone's brought a camera with them. Let's get this photo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Brian, will you bring your camera?
Exactly. Like, and it would be, and everyone would get together. You'd, you know, you'd have like a, you know, when I look at the pictures from my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, they're quite posed in that, like, everyone would get together.
That would be a thing, won't it? People laugh about that, like, in the way that Victorians didn't smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then who was it that, was it the Victorians also that took pictures of people when they were dead?
Yes, I think they did
do that.
They
release their souls.
I don't know if it's
something like that.
Their souls, but I don't know what they thought. But they did.
Do you
know,
the others? That's the only real connection I have to it. That's
the others. Oh no, I think the hours.
The others set in the second, first World War.
Oh, is it scary?
Nicole Kidman. Oh, it's terrifying.
Nicole Kidman, who's now in the Meerkat advert.
I mean, what's happened there?
What's happened there? But you know, we've all got to eat.
Absolutely. Yep. Everyone's got a price.
Although I think, does she eat? She's very skinny.
Very skinny. She's also got, she must have truckloads.
She must have a lot.
Loads of dosh.
Moulin Rouge. She did a Chanel advert at one point, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's gone from Chanel to car insurance.
Nicole, what are you spending the money on? Nicole. Papa.
Another great ad.
Another great ad. She wasn't part of that.
She wasn't part of it.
Why did we get onto that? Cameras.
Cameras. Meerkats.
Nicole Kidman. What was I saying? Oh, the compliments? No.
No, Tom. Don't stop bringing it back to you being complimented about your plum jumper. It's getting embarrassing for absolutely everyone.
In this episode, because Talia is always saying we should
have... our producer.
Our producer, thank you. She's always saying we should have pictures of us.
So we'll take a selfie to a compliment.
Oh, I look awful. But yeah, let's do that. But, posed pictures. That's what I was going to say. I find looking at photographs, though, very sad. I find it achingly sad.
Pictures
of other people...
Melancholy.
Melancholy. I find them very melancholy. That's what I find. Like, I don't know why. I think because it's like, if you see pictures of, like, people from the past when they were children.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's so sad. Time is so sad.
Yeah. I made my Nana photo album for Christmas this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Because she's 93. What'd you buy the woman? She's got everything she needs. Sure. So I made her a photo album where I went through, like, hundreds of photos from my childhood.
Oh, my God. What, was it just pictures of you gave?
Just me, yeah, just me. No, it was all
of
us.
A lovely gift.
Her three daughters and all of their three children and husbands and everything. And sort of started with a picture of my nan and granddad on their wedding day.
Mm.
And then like all of my aunties and my mum when they were young and that sort of thing. And it was really nice, but it was, I found it very emotional giving it to her.
Did you?
I'd put quite a lot of effort into it and I really wanted her to love it.
Oh.
And... then of course, like this picture of my grandfather, who's no longer with us.
Yes, or yeah, when
and
you
that sort of thing. And then, obviously, I'm sure when my mum and her sisters were younger, it was like a very happy time for my nan when she, you know, her husband was alive. She had young children. You know, they were very poor, but they had sort of lots of love. You know, that sort of thing. And Nan opened it and just like you know, I sort of just wrote inside it, like, you know, some memories, and she just burst into tears before she looked at one picture.
Oh.
Just she found the whole thing so emotional.
Oh. And I think I would be like that. Yeah,
I think that's a very common thing to sort of find that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something. I think there's also something about the way that particularly printed photographs, like the way that, you know, like technology has changed. So like they're a bit sharper now. They always sort of have that, obviously that sepia tint at one point. But also even ones from like the 60s and 70s, they just sort of always look.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, quite funny as well. It's a brief period. My dad has a perm. I mean,
really?
Dad, what are you up to? Perm and a pair of white flares on his wedding day.
Oh,
he was so nervous. He had a cold sore.
Oh, bless him.
But I mean, maybe if he didn't use Fairy Up Liquid.
Yeah, if he didn't use Fairy Up Liquid.
Oh, Fairy Wash Up Liquid.
As you called.
Fairy Up Liquid.
Then on his face, he wouldn't have experienced that. But yeah. Ooh. Oh, I mean, Fairy Liquid, is it? I suppose it's gentle on, isn't it? Like gentle on dishes? No.
Yeah, I mean, but your face isn't the same as a dish, is it?
Well, maybe it's got a dishy face.
Hey! Bit of a dish.
Hey.
I don't think people are going to look back. Like, I don't think my grandchildren are going to go, oh, let me make a photo album for my nan. Where's all these? Like, you know, just be like a load of pictures of my own face that I've taken myself.
With
like
a bow tie on.
With a bow tie. Like, how self-obsessed?
Yeah, they might be different then. Also, it'd be like those Facebook memory. Did you get that the other day? That weird like hanging thing.
Yeah.
That weird like sort of mobile. I found that really
sinister. I don't know, like I died.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. It was really...
It felt like it was like something someone had made for my funeral on the wall.
And of course, like a lot of my pictures aren't of me. They're like, sometimes people tag me in like a poster if I'm doing a night at their pub or something.
Yeah.
So it was just like loads of like, here's some of your memories from 2015. And it was like, come down the Queen's Head, we've got a comedy diet.
Yeah. And curry and comedy, curry and comedy. some range of places that had tricky gigs all year.
How do you think we should talk of selfies? How do we take a good one? What's a good one, do you think?
Obviously, I take them so infrequently, I'm not really sure. I mean, you're meant to have the light in front of you, aren't you?
Like it, don't they? Oh, are you?
Or is the light meant to be behind you? See, I don't know.
I never know.
Photography.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know. I tell you what I don't like. I don't like when people look too posed. I think smile.
Yeah, I cannot
understand. I hate the pout.
Pouting, it's so obvious that you're pouting.
My little cousins, female cousins
kids do it all the time.
Love it. They're like 15.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. My cousin's
and,
they, like
and the peace sign's come
they
back, hasn't
pose.
It?
The peace sign.
People are doing a lot with the peace sign now.
Are they?
Back. Yeah.
Oh, that Winston Churchill will be pleased.
He'll be delighted to hear it, yeah.
Is it peace or is it like victory? He did it for victory, didn't
he? It was victory, wasn't it? Yeah.
But,
I don't know how you take the perfect selfie. I would say smile. And do it with someone. Don't keep on doing it by yourself.
Yeah, what are you trying to prove? Yeah, like people like, oh, look, here I am looking...
Really unpopular. No one will even take a picture for me. There's not a second person here to take the photo.
Would you mind taking a picture? Yeah, people wouldn't do that now. People wouldn't go like, would you mind taking a photo of us? they just sort of, they just reach their arm out.
Yeah, they just go, oh, who's got the longest arm? Oh, God, I didn't come out to find out who's that I'm friends with Stretch Armstrong.
Like Inspector Gadget.
Quite.
Go Gadget selfie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say take pictures of yourself when you're with someone.
Yeah, my dad always said, oh, if you're taking a picture, always make sure there's someone in it. So don't take pictures of landscapes and stuff. But I love a bit of a landscape picture.
So, well, your father and I will have to disagree on that.
Well, you can talk to him about it.
I will.
I like a picture of myself. What was the last thing I took a picture of? It was the deserted swimming pool I was walking past.
Oh, a deserted swimming pool.
Yeah.
Very eerie.
Very eerie, as I've said before.
You said before.
And a carpet right. Oh, yeah. Oh. Lewisham's got it all.
A carpet right. I mean, how are they still in business?
Well, people do have carpets, don't they?
No, I know, but people buy everything like online or maybe carpet, or maybe
I think
wrong.
Carpets, they have to come around and fit them, don't they? Measure and stuff.
True.
But a lot of people, I dare say they also do sell probably hardwood flooring.
And probably rugs.
Probably rugs.
They probably do a rug, sure.
I haven't been in those sort of depressing shops you used to get into as a kid, like on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, around.
Oh, I've
got those books that have got loads of bits of carpet and loads of bits of fabric in.
Yes. And sometimes we'd get samples of those. Take home for the dogs to sit on in the kitchen.
We'd get samples and we'd put them to people to wipe their feet on if they came in.
Yes. Offcuts.
They must know the people are doing that.
They must be. Do you think they're onto it?
Do you reckon they're wise to it?
I think they must be by now.
They must be.
Somebody would have foolishly invited them round.
Damn it.
Oh, quick, hide the carpet samples we stole that we're using as mats. That's a good idea.
So we'll take a selfie, have a look at the image that
Have a look at the image that we take and
tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think.
And also, if a few more of you could like that picture of Tom's on his Facebook, that would be great.
Oh, I would love it if you would. It's me looking up, looking quite...
dishy? Like your face is a dish?
Pretty...
Big face.
Big face.
Big face. Big
dish. It looks like
face.
Big serving dish face. That's what I would say. Did we stick to time on this?
We've stuck to time.
We started at 38 and now it's 54. This is 26 minutes.
Dreadfully sorry, guys. But thank you once again for listening.
Can I just say thank you for listening? Oh, and I know what I've got to say is if you're around, I keep forgetting to plug it, I'm at the Soho Theatre on the 11th, 12th and 13th of February, and I'd love it if you could join me. Tickets are, you can find the ticket link on my website, tomindeed.com, or you can look at it on the Soho Theatre website, 11th through 13th of February.
And I've seen the show twice and it's always brilliant. So do go and support Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Like Minded Friends. Please join us again next week and subscribe if you would like through the iTunes button. That would be brilliant for us.
Do that.
Thank you very much and speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Okay, bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.